Massachusetts is requiring utilities to install giant energy storage systems. Energy storage promises to revolutionize how we get electricity by making renewable sources more dependable and affordable. Recent Bostonomics reports have shown that the wide array of new battery technology being developed in Massachusetts includes one that uses the chemistry of rhubarb and a giant battery inside a mountain. This morning, in the latest installment of our Renewable Energy Holy Grail series, WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports on a Marlboro company's very hot, 900 degrees Fahrenheit hot, power storage system.
About 10 years ago, MIT chemistry materials professor Donald Sadoway began wondering what it would take to make a better battery, one that could store huge amounts of energy, charge and discharge rapidly, and operate reliably for decades. Of course, it would have to be safe, non-toxic, and not explode, and oh yeah, inexpensive to make. Sadoway stared at the periodic table of elements and had a eureka moment. Build batteries out of liquid metals. He recalled the inspiration at a TED Talk.
This battery needs to be made out of earth-abundant elements. I say if you want to make something dirt cheap, make it out of dirt. And we need to be able to build this thing using simple manufacturing techniques in factories that don't cost us a fortune.
Fast forward a decade to this factory in Marlboro.
So we are looking at our manufacturing facility here. This is where we have all of the processes that we need to manufacture and test the cells that we're producing for our prototype and commercial systems.
David Bradwell is Chief Technology Officer of Ambry, the company he and his professor, Donald Sadoway, co-founded. It's based on the idea of using liquid or molten metals to generate electricity.
I was a PhD student in the dungeons of MIT building the first cells.
Those first storage cells were made of magnesium and antimony. But in order for the prototypes to operate, the metals had to be melted into liquids, heated to 700 degrees Celsius. That's nearly 1,300 degrees Fahrenheit. The researchers began churning out new chemistry options using such metals as tin, lithium, and calcium. Today, the new and improved molten metal batteries produced at Ambry's factory operated a cool 900 degrees Fahrenheit.
Well, there is secret sauce on the specific materials that we're using. So that's not magnesium and antimony, but it's similar type materials.
The liquid metal storage cells look like stainless steel shoeboxes. They're filled with raw materials and vacuum sealed.
The heart of the manufacturing operation is this unit here. This is our cell assembly system. It's a very straightforward process, low-cost capital equipment, high-capacity throughput to allow us to scale to manufacturing with relatively low capital investments.
Five investors, including Bill Gates and the giant French energy company Total, have pumped $50 million into Ambry, attracted by the company's low-tech approach.
Some of the basic skills that are required here are really built on welding steel together.
That's Phil Giudice. He's the CEO of Ambry.
It's really quite straightforward. No moving parts, no separators between the layers. It's a very elegant, simple technology.
So the electrochemistry of the battery involves three liquid components.
Ambry Chief Tech Officer David Bradwell explains the inner workings of the molten metal battery.
So we have a liquid metal as the bottom positive electrode, which pools on the bottom of one of those stainless steel cell cans, a layer of molten salt, which floats on top of that, and then a third liquid layer, a second metal, which floats on top of the salt, allowing the battery to establish potential.
That energy potential produces a flow of electrons, electricity. It's elementary, elegant, and simple, but it helps if you have a PhD in electrochemistry.
On discharge, the top electrode metal dissolves into the electrolyte as an ion, shedding electrons, which goes through an external circuit, delivering power.
Reverse the flow and the electrons return to the positive electrode, charging the battery. The molten metals have different densities and don't mix. Like oil and water, they separate into layers. No pumps, no moving parts. And the system essentially runs itself. At the factory, Ambry has built a beta prototype battery. 432 storage cells strung together and placed into a small insulated shipping container. A commercial version of the same size could supply a day's worth of electricity to 30 average Massachusetts homes. To scale up, add more containers. Inside the box, it's 900 degrees, but outside, it's cool to the touch, The system is about 80% efficient, but CEO Phil Giudice says very little energy is wasted.
The inefficiency, that 20% of inefficiency, is actually given off as heat, and that heat is held within the insulated box that holds the cells, and that's sufficient to keep it at operating temperature. And you just charge and discharge it to keep it at that state.
It's easy, simple. What's taking us so long?
Chief Tech Officer David Bradwell says 2 years ago, Ambry was gearing up for commercial production when the company suffered a meltdown.
The one component that we had some challenges developing was the high-temperature seals.
The seals, separating the positive and negative electrodes in the high-temperature cells, kept melting.
There didn't exist a technology in the marketplace that we could just apply to our cells.
So in late 2015, just as Ambry was gearing up for field testing and commercial production, the company had to lay off a quarter of its staff. That's a frightening and all too familiar danger for startups, says Galen Nelson, senior director of the Mass Clean Energy Center.
It's called the commercialization valley of death. It's this leap that companies need to make between testing and proving out a prototype in a lab and actually deploying it in an operational or real-world environment.
The Clean Energy Center provided comfort in the form of a grant to help Ambry transit the valley of death and survive. Yay, thanks to newly designed seals.
So it is, it's a great material. It's readily available, and we're not fully public with it.
They do last a long, long time in operation.
CEO Phil Giudice stands in front of the factory battery prototype. He says it's been charging and discharging flawlessly since last fall.
Tens of thousands of cycles as we project out for it. So it's really quite remarkable compared to every other storage technology that's out there.
Ambry's molten metal technology is at the cutting edge of the emerging energy storage industry. The company plans to begin commercial production within 2 years. There are competing battery designs, but the revolution in the way we use, generate, and transmit electricity has already begun. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.
Special funding for Bostonomics provided by Newmark Grubb Knight Frank's downtown team, delivering professional real estate insight and advisory services to Boston's changing market, ngkf.com.